From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and a very happy new year to you all. And we include, of course, in our greetings, the staff at Radio Star. We look forward to a new year sending forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me remind you that the January 2001 issue of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly is available. It's free. I'm sure you remember that. You have only to contact us, and we'll be happy to send you out a copy of this very well-produced magazine. The theme of this issue is The Story of God's Mighty Acts. And there are a number of articles on that theme. God's Mighty Acts in Scripture by Mike Barrett. God's Mighty Acts in the First Millennium by Mark Sidwell. God's Mighty Acts in the Second Millennium by David Crane. Facing the Future in the Confidence of the Gospel by Ian Paisley. And God's Mighty Acts in Eternity by Alan Cairns. Now there's a series of articles worth reading. Send for the free copy. We're going to be playing the hymn by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, My Heavenly Father Watches Over You. But first of all, our Bible reading from Mark chapter 8 and the verse 27. Mark chapter 8 and the verse 27. While you're looking that up, do remember our evening program. At 9 o'clock, we continue the series, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Mark chapter 8 and the verse 27. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and by the way he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answereth and saith unto him, Thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And they began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Amen, and God will bless his word to our hearts. Here's that lovely hymn, and it's a good hymn to start a new year with. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
My Heavenly Father watches o'er me.
Turn again now in our Bibles to that portion from Mark chapter 8 that we read together. We have been considering how the Lord Jesus Christ, in conversation with his disciples, had been asking them the question, "What do men have to say about me?" And of course the disciples answered, and they set forth the various opinions that people had of the Saviour. And in our study we have noted how men have very mistaken views about the Lord Jesus. But the Saviour also asked then his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And of course, whatever the world may think of Christ, those who are the disciples of the Lord Jesus must have a proper view of him. If we have not a proper view of Christ, we cannot truly claim to be one of his people. And the answer of the disciples was given by Peter. He says, "Thou art the Christ." And then the Saviour said something rather strange. In verse 30, he charged them that they should tell no man. Now, isn't that a strange command for the Saviour to give? And yet, frequently the Saviour told men, after he healed them, "Don't tell anybody about this." You only have to go back up there to the verse 26, and the man who has been healed of blindness is told by the Saviour, "Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town." Now, why should the Saviour speak thus? The explanation is very simple. You see, the disciples had yet much to learn about the Saviour. And if there's one thing that is worse than a disciple who does not speak for Christ, it is a disciple who, in speaking for Christ, conveys the wrong information. The Saviour says, "Don't speak until you know what you're speaking about." The blind man, for instance, in the verse 26, he knew little of the Saviour. So if he was going to speak and people were going to listen to him, if he spoke, after all, he had been healed. If he was going to speak of Christ, the information that he would set forth concerning Christ would be very, very wrong, I'm sure. He would not be well taught about the Saviour. He would not set forth the truth concerning his character. He would merely be setting forth his own opinions and notions. And that's not good enough. And consequently, the Saviour says, "Don't speak until you know what you're speaking about." And he says that to the disciples. It's significant when he says, "You should tell no man of me." Then the next verse tells us, "And he began to teach them." You see, there is a link between the ignorance of the disciples and the command given to them not to speak. Disciples have much to learn. Oh, we must be careful when speaking of Christ. We must be sure that what we say about him is in accordance with the Word of God. There was a man, his name was Apollos. We read of him in Acts chapter 18 and verse 24. Listen to what it says. "A certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. And he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Now here is a man, eloquent, fervent, loved the Lord, but his knowledge of Christ fell short of the full knowledge. He only preached to the baptism of John. In other words, he had not realized that the Saviour himself now had come, and that his ministry had taken place, and that he had died on the cross, and had risen again the third day, and that the work of redemption was now complete. He was still preaching in anticipation of Christ's coming, not knowing that Christ had come. And he was taken aside and instructed by these two disciples, Aquila and his wife Priscilla. It has to be noted that this man humbly submitted himself to their instructions, recognized his own limitations, added to his knowledge, and then went out and with power preached the fullness of the gospel. Disciples need to be careful, lest they misrepresent the Saviour through their own shortcomings in knowledge. That's why the Saviour said to them, "Don't tell anybody about me." He might well have gone on and said, "You don't know enough to speak of me and to represent me and to present my name and my message before men." Oh, do you know your Bible today, dear Christian? How we ought to study to acquaint ourselves with the teachings of God's Word. How we ought to read God's Word to enlarge our understanding of God. And I might say to everyone, you don't know God unless you know what the Bible says about God. Many people have rejected the Word of God and what it teaches about the Lord, and they have said, "I believe this about God, and I reject the Bible." You have no grounds for believing anything about God other than that which is set forth in the Bible. May we make it our map for 2001. God bless you. Remember our program tonight. Join with us then.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.